Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Solari joining us now.
Let's go, Chris.
Detroit Free Press. Chris, appreciate it, man. I know it's a wildness here in the Wendy's Big Show, so we appreciate your patience.
Hey, you know what? It's all good. I made it to Madison. There's no snow, so
I'm
perfectly fine. So
this Michigan State team coming in as 10.5-point dogs to Madison, they were a big dog last week and just made a few too many mistakes to be able to outlast an Ohio State football team.
Yeah, they did. I mean, when you turn the ball over two of your first four plays, that doesn't bode well, particularly when your defense stops Ohio State three and out in the first drive. Then you turn it over. They stop them three and out again. They miss a field goal, and you turn it over again. I mean, and then they manage to stop them three and out again and hold them to a field goal. So, I mean, you know, that wasted energy and focus that early in the game on the defense really showed up in that second quarter because they were missing assignments. They were struggling to tackle instead of trying to tackle, which has been a hallmark of this program. They're trying to punch the ball out. So you just saw some fatigue, the mistakes that happened on offense led to mistakes on defense, and you just can't do that against Ohio State.
Go ahead, Steve.
When we talk about this game between Michigan State and Wisconsin, is it really going to be all about that front seven for Wisconsin being able to get past that Michigan State offensive line and create some pressure?
I think it's actually probably the other way around. It's Michigan State's front seven against whatever Ohio or whatever Wisconsin's offensive line and Jonathan Taylor do to me. I mean, Michigan State's offense has been so inconsistent. They only rode out five offensive linemen at Ohio State. So, I mean, they'll get some pressure. They're going to get pressure on Brian Lewerke. To stop Michigan State's offense, you need to stop Brian Lewerke from using his arm and his legs. And teams have been able to do that. I mean, there were three of their six games this year they've only scored one touchdown offensively. And so, you know, even though the numbers might look a little bit bigger than they really are, I mean, they've had their struggles again this year. At times converting and getting in the red zone and missing field goals and things like that. To me, the tale of this game is going to be if Michigan State's front seven, which led the nation a year ago in run defense, and they got gashed last week by Dobbins and Fields and Ohio State. I think I gave up 323 yards, second most in a Mark D'Antonio program. You know who gave that up? This group 2 years ago against that same Ohio State team gave up 335. So, I mean, that's a lot of rushing yards, but they've been very good against the run. To me, it's going to be strength on strength here with Wisconsin's offense and Michigan State's front seven.
Well, it always is, Chris. And listen, but Wisconsin doesn't have a Fields at quarterback, so I think that's going to be the biggest difference. But I think if you look at the history of these two teams, they've always played tough. I mean, there's been some magical games. It felt like to me for a while Michigan State and the Wisconsin program really kind of mirrored each other where, you know, when you had Le'Veon Bell, you wanted to run the football downhill. Your defense was very strong. I think, and I agree with you, it could just be about the O-line and the D-line on both ends.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I completely agree. And that's going to be a test for Michigan State's defensive front or offensive line. I should say. They've had injuries. I mean, they're on their fourth left tackle now.
Oh wow.
You know, they lost two in the preseason before even playing a game with injuries. Then Kevin Jarvis moves from right guard to left tackle. He's arguably their best offensive lineman. He's out now for a couple more weeks, and now you've got Tyler Higbee, who played some there last year, moving from left guard over there. You know, that's been a trouble spot for them. I mean, they ran five guys out there. They moved the ball at times against Ohio State, and they've been better at moving the ball. I got to admit that they have done a better job from a year ago under new offensive coordinator Brad Salem in getting up and down the field. It's about converting in the red zone and putting points on the board that it's been inconsistent, but you've seen some growth from a year ago.
Chris Solari, at Chris Solari, joining us. He covers Michigan State football and men's basketball for the Detroit Free Press, joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Yeah, I was going to ask about the Detroit Lions, but I'm going to stick to the Spartans. I think the two I think the two mascots, to me, really brings a lot of history. I mean, Sparty against Bucky, that is just something special. Why are you looking at me like that, Gary?
Just go ahead and ask your question, man. Hurry up. You're the future Pro Football Hall of Famer,
well,
not us.
I just like that kind of – I mean, you got a good mascot. I like it. But Wisconsin's defense, to me, watching these guys is something that I've never seen in a long time in college football. If you can shut out anybody. I mean, have you had a chance to really home down and see what they're doing over there on defense with Jimmy Leonard's team?
Yeah. I mean, they've been playing exceptional defense. Now, some of that is opponent, but what you saw what they did against both, I mean, I think those three shutouts, I mean, you know, those aren't the upper tier of those conferences that they're playing, but doesn't matter. What they did against Northwestern, what they did against Michigan is real, particularly Michigan. I know Michigan's had their offensive struggles, but I thought they did a great job of making things hard for Shea Patterson, making things hard in the run game. I mean, there's a reason this defense is ranked number one in the country in all those major categories, and number two in one or two here or there. So I think that, you know, they have a good matchup for them in front of them with Michigan State's offense being so inconsistent. But I think Brian Lewerke has been a quarterback who, you know, he had arm problems last year, shoulder problems in the second half. They shut him down a few games. He looks more like a guy that is a true dual threat guy, which they have not had under D'Antonio. I mean, he can run the ball, and he can, if you aren't careful, he'll tuck it and run 60 yards on you. So that's to me the big thing for the Badgers. They got to be able to stop him with his legs first, and then stop the pass.
Yeah, I do want to. I got to ask one Matthew Stafford question. Do y'all mind?
Yeah, I do. Hold on a second. Hey, I want to continue on here about the Badgers real quick. So here locally, we love the wide receiving core of this football team, and we can go back and forth about Jack Cohen versus Graham Mertz and all that stuff. But as far as the wide receiving core, this is probably, a lot of us feel, the most athletic wide receiving core they've had in quite a while. What have you seen on tape? Obviously, you've covered this team for a while.
Yeah, I mean, they've got some guys that can move the ball. And I think the one thing I do think in looking at Cohen, he's been in a very effective game manager. And when you've got that kind of a run game, you know, you get the ball to your playmakers. I mean, you get them to those wideouts, but, you know who's bread you're buttering. You know it's Jonathan Taylor. And you know, and I think Michigan State knows that all well, is indeed. I mean, they've been talking a lot about how they're going to be able to try and stop him. And I think that, you know, in talking to defensive coordinator Mike Tressel, he said that you watch some of the power and ISO stuff that he said it's like watching a bomb go off with that offensive line, which I thought was like the greatest quote. It's like, you know, did you just see this mass of humanity and there goes 23 out the backside. So there's a lot of things for Michigan State to key on. Maybe not the same kind of playmakers that Ohio State had that, you know, got about six or seven guys that can go 60 yards in a heartbeat on that team, but definitely playmakers they need to watch.
There you go. You want to ask him your Matthew Stafford question now?
No, I just want to know how he's viewed. I mean, do people view him as a top quarterback? I know he got a different coordinator with Daryl Bevel. I mean, people, do they think he's a premier quarterback? I mean, been to the playoffs, I think, maybe once. I mean, what do people think about him?
It's interesting. I heard a couple former players saying that Stafford might be the best guy in the league, most talented guy in the league, which around Michigan, I don't necessarily think he gets the same kind of respect, partly because I don't think there have been that kind of quarterback within the Lions organization for years. They've had plenty of struggles at that position in the fact that he doesn't really have the same playmakers. I mean, you know, you saw how good and you know, just burgeoning his career was when he had Calvin Johnson. Then Calvin Johnson leaves at his pinnacle. And, I mean, I think people knew Barry Sanders' greatness because he was a running back and would get the ball. I mean, those two guys, as playmakers, the quarterback never gets that kind of respect, I don't think, especially if you don't have a barometer. You don't have, you know, it's not like, you know, I grew up in Pittsburgh. You don't have Terry Bradshaw to measure Mark Malone and Bobby Brister, and then see Ben Roethlisberger and say, oh, okay, now I can make a logical progression. They just don't have that as Lions fans.
Chris, appreciate the time, man. It's going to be a fun game tomorrow, a physical one at that, and hopefully it stays dry for you.
What's his prediction in game?
I think the Badgers get him by about 8. I think it's going to be a close game just because I think this is a must-win game for Michigan State. I mean, if they want this season and to have a chance to stay in the hunt on that side of the division, they got to win it. But I just think Wisconsin right now is just playing really good football.
And the coach is not on the hot seat, right?
No, I don't believe so.
No, he runs that place. That's absolutely.
What about Monday night? Give me your prediction for Monday night.
Monday night? Oh, man. That's a good one. I haven't thought that far ahead. I'll go Pack, though.
All right, Chris, appreciate it, man. Thanks, it's been Chris. Awesome. We appreciate it all the time.
Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, guys. Yeah. We'll see you.
Chris Solari going to be at the game tomorrow covering Michigan State football for the Detroit Free Press. Joins us here on the Wendy's Big Show. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Which one of y'all keep coughing all the
Are
time?
You just being an irritant today or what?
No, I just... What? I,
huh?
What? Hit the hot button.
Huh? Are you? You just being an irritant today?
Not no. You were earlier. Okay. Can you take that?
No.
No. Go ahead. You were instigating. I'm gonna tell Steve.
Go ahead, Billy.
Steve.
Uptown Motors.
I'm trying to tell Steve something.
You can do that off the air.
Steve, your boy really instigated something. It's your friend. Remember that.
This was where. Not at the radio station, you're saying?
Rats, I had to do it.
Oh, while we were doing fantasy football. Y'all yes, were loud out there.
Yep.
We could hear you outside.
All Gary.
Yeah.
Yes. Uptown Motors. Can I do my read now, Billy,
sure.
Please?
Yeah.
Please.
You're distracting me. Guys, I tell you all the time about the F-150, but listen, they have other vehicles that you want to take a look at. The one I like, actually I drove it last Thursday. It was a new 2020 Explorer. I just advise everybody, if you want something that can pull up to 7,000 pounds and can go up to 400 horsepower, they have a new ST model. I wanted to drive it just to see what it was like. The interior is amazing. I like the technology because we all know you really should not be texting and driving. They have the sync in there if you want the CarPlay. They have everything for you. I mean, they got reclining seats in the back. Everything that you need to have a comfortable ride, and it gets up to 24 miles per gallon. Now, just go over to Uptown Motors, walk in there and say, Leroy Butler said, I can do a test drive. I'm going to test drive this thing out, find out, see if I want to buy it. If you buy it, F-150 or an Explorer, you have your choices. Of
Explorers
a
are
giant.
Nice. I used to have one of those.
Very nice. And they kind of redesigned them a little bit. Uh-huh. I really liked it. I said, let me drive one.
Very nice.
It's a little bit too fast for me. I know you millennials, like Billy, y'all like to just
I cruise in the Sonata, cuz.
Yeah, see, I lock my cruise control at like 78. That's it. 78. I ain't going over 78. I ain't got no money to pay the police.
As long as it's on Highway 100, that's fine.
Well, listen. Go to Uptown Motors.
Can I say that on the radio?
I don't know. Your mic wasn't on.
Not
Highway 100 at Mayfair Road. Go, or you can go to UptownMotors.com, click on the little tab, and you can just pick a time you can want to do a test drive. UptownMotors.com.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM.
Down,
the fan,
Billy.
That means Pick a Lane is next. Also going to hear from the man with a little bit lighter pocketbook today. That's Aaron Jones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.